May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك Ya Noor Allah.
Welcome back, viewers of Madani channel, to one of your favorite programs, Spiritual Cures. Without wasting any further time, let's move towards our guests. Who have we got in the studio today? To my right, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you, Sajid bhai?
Okay? Alhamdulillah.
MashaAllah. Welcome back to the program.
Jazakallah.
Ameen. Ameen. And to my left, Alhamdulillah, we've got Brother Fiaz all the way from Northwest. Subhanallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam.
How are you, Fiaz bhai?
Alhamdulillah.
MashaAllah. Keep smiling, MashaAllah. Adhakallah.
Ameen. Ya Rabbil
Alameen. MashaAllah. Our Brother Fiaz, thank you for traveling. You know, we do quite a bit of travel to get here into the studio. We really appreciate your attendance. Without further delay, let's include one of the blessings of reciting durood and salam upon the best of creation, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and then we'll move towards some of the questions that we've already received. The final prophet of Allah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has said that whoever recites salat upon me once, Allah Azza wa Jalla sends 10 mercies upon him, forgives 10 of his sins, and elevates his rank by 10 times. Sallu ala al-habib.
Sallallahu ta'ala
ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Without wasting further time, let's get to some questions. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Madani brothers, have you got any spiritual remedy for headache, please? May Allah Almighty reward you. So headache, very common issue. Maybe very rarely a household is safeguarded from headache. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam
wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. They've sent in this person has sent in their name and mother's name. I'm thinking this is an istikhara request, but there's a message further on. I am always ill, always got something wrong with my health, unable to perform my daily activities, very unproductive. I used to be healthy and always active until approximately 8 months ago. I got married and since then, I am always unwell. Could this be nazar or black magic? Please help. May Allah Almighty remove all the issues, the health problems that you're must be facing. I know you've sent your name and mother's name, inshallah. We will perform the istikhara as well, but I have mentioned it, so the brothers have heard. If we can have a spiritual cure in regards to this as well, health issues and problems, and maybe even they're feeling fatigue as well. So something along them lines, if you can have something, and inshallah we'll perform the istikhara. So we will give you the reply for the istikhara as well. And I've just noticed it does say a code word as well. So the code word that you've sent is Madina. So I'll take a note of that. So inshallah this code word will be mentioned. So that will be the reply for your istikhara. And inshallah, the brothers will have some spiritual cure for us as well. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My mother's hands and feet keep swelling almost all the time. Bhai, do you have any remedy for swelling? May Allah bless you. Inshallah, we will give you something for swelling. May Allah Almighty grant complete cure for your mother. May this issue, this problem of swelling be cured, and may she gain a speedy recovery, inshallah. So in regards to swelling, inshallah, some spiritual cure. Just some words of advice. I know you've mentioned that hands and feet swelling. in regards to the feet, if they, when they are sitting down, if they try and keep their feet elevated, maybe use a cushion or something, so their feet are elevated from the floor. Because when you're sitting most of the time or for a long periods, and your legs are like down, like I'm sat on a chair now and my legs are down on the floor, you know, it does tend that some people's feet do start swelling. So if they keep their feet elevated, inshallah, that should help as well. But inshallah, we'll give you a spiritual cure. And do, if you haven't already seen the doctor, do get some medical advice as well in regards to this.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The question was asked about the headache. First of all, we make dua that Allah Azza wa Jal grant you relief from the headache. All you need to do is to recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim and blow on the head. And after that, recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim again on a piece of paper. And the one who has got the headache can keep that piece of paper with them, or otherwise they can make an amulet of that. And on top of it, another very beautiful and beneficial wazifa is to recite Ya Salamu 3 times, blow on the head, and then again recite Ya Salamu 7 times. By the time you reach the number 11, inshallah azza wa jal, the headache will be gone. Inshallah azza wa jal. The second question was about the swelling. As Haji Sahib has already given dua, we make dua as well that Allah Azza wa Jal give relief from the swelling. The wazifa which has been given to us by Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatuhu al-Aliya in his booklet called Ailing Worshipper, the page number is 37. La ilaha illallahu is to write down on a piece of paper. Yes. La ilaha illallahu, la ilaha illallahu, la ilaha illallah, 67 times. Write it on a piece of paper, and they can keep it with, or otherwise they can make an amulet of it, and they can just put around the neck. Inshallah azza wa jal, the swelling will be gone. Inshallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Mashallah, mashallah, jazakallah. For them spiritual cures, I just like to include one or two istikharas, requests that I've received. Code word I've received is Islam. So code word Islam. So if this is your istikhara request, I've received it now. So I'm just about to mention, and then when I do give the reply for the istikhara, I will mention this code word. So do watch out for it. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can you please check for nazar and rukawat, i.e. hurdles, stoppages, etc. Name is, and you've mentioned the name, and you've also sent the mother's name. Inshallah, azza wa jalla, we will perform this istikhara. Do watch out for your code word, and inshallah, we will give you a reply. Do try and keep a notebook and pen handy, because as well as the reply for the istikhara, we do try and give you a spiritual cure in regards to this as well. Okay, another istikhara request. Code word I've been given is house. Code word is house. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I need an istikhara doing, please. My mother's name is, at the moment where I am living now, will it be better to get a big house, or will it be better to get work done in the house we are living in? Which one will be better, to get work done in the house we are living in, or get a bigger house? Please let me know. Jazakallahu khaira. Inshallah, azza wa jalla, do the istikhara. We'll let you know what reply or what indication we get in the istikhara, inshallah, azza wa jalla. So code word was house. So do watch out for the code word house. And inshallah, azza wa jalla, we will give you the reply for this. Come back to some more question requests. In fact, I've been told that we've got some calls ready as well. Can we take 2 calls, please, if they're ready?
My name is Hussein Al-Tari, and I'm calling from Islam, London. I would like to ask if you have any litany to find a good job. Jazakallah khairah.
Litany or job. Okay. Ji, and the second call, please.
My name is Amir Sagir Al-Tari, and I'm from Bradford. A question I have for the brothers on today's Spiritual Cures program is, what wazifa would you suggest for blessings in sustenance?
Amir Sagir from Bradford. And he's requesting a spiritual cure for blessings in sustenance. May Allah Almighty grant you blessings in sustenance. Inshallah, we'll give you a spiritual cure in regards to this. And the brothers have taken note. And I'll include a couple of questions as well. So if one of you can look at the calls and get some spiritual QR for that, and inshallah I'll give you some questions as well. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Okay, how are you doing, brothers? Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen la kulli hal. We hope you are well too. I am very much worried that my son of 6 years old still doesn't talk. Is there any vazifa for this? I would really appreciate it, inshallah. So his six-year-old child still is not talking. So speech issues, may Allah Almighty grant your child recovery from this issue, this problem of speech. May Allah Almighty grant him the blessings of speaking soon, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brother, do you have any powerful wazifa to stay safe in the journey of a ship, please, as I'm going to set off, but I am a bit scared. Jazakallah. Whilst you're taking these out, I'll just mention one of the istikhara requests that we had, and the istikhara has been performed. The istikhara request, the code word was Medina, subhanallah. The code word was Medina, and I'll add sweet to it, sweet Medina, mashallah. So yes, the code word was sweet Medina, and the istikhara request which was made, the sister sent in her details, and she's saying she's always ill and nothing seems to be going right for her, health issues, approximately 8 months or so, and then even she's struggling with her daily activities. May Allah Almighty grant a cure from this and remove this difficulty and this hurdle that she's going through. It's a test. Do remain patient. The istikhara has been performed. The indication that we're getting in the istikhara is of evil eye. I know you mentioned that, is it evil eye or is it black magic? Don't worry, it's not magic. It should be magic, not black magic. I know we always add black to it, but the real term is magic. But there's no magic upon you. The indication in the istikhara is of evil eye. So it is nazar. I will give you a spiritual cure in regards to the removal of nazar, of evil eye. Do recite La ilaha illallahu, La ilaha illallahu, La ilaha illallahu 60 times with the Ruh Sharif before and after. So Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before and after. And then perform them upon yourself. If you're doing it yourself, then inshallah by this the evil eye will be removed. There is a common folk practice which is totka. The common folk practice, which is performed in regards to the removal of evil eye using chilies. If you do know, or if you are aware of the local spiritual cure stall, whether it's the brother's stall or whether it's the sister's stall, do visit there and you can actually get a warding of the removal of the evil eye pamphlet from them, which actually explains the method. So that's something you can also do as well, inshallah. So that was the reply for that. G, are we ready with the questions? We're getting close to the segment as well.
The caller was Hasnain Aurangzeb from Slough, London. The wazifa to get a job has been given to us by Amir Ali Sunnat Damat Barakatuhu Alaliyah, and he has mentioned this wazifa in his booklet called Sparrow and a Blind Snake. The page number is 58. At the sunrise, recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim 300 times, and any Durud-e-Pak 300 times. Inshallah Zawajal, you'll get the sustenance from you don't even expect, and you will get a very good job inshallah Zawajal by acting upon this wazifa. And it says within a year you'll become rich inshallah Zawajal.
People put into businesses and they have to, you know, put a large amount of wealth into it, and then they're waiting for years and years when they're going to get even, and then we'll think about making profit. And mashallah, 1 year, subhanallah, 12 months.
Mashallah.
Yeah, so within 12 months you become wealthy, mashallah.
Subhanallah. Okay, the second caller was Amir Bhai from Bradford. Was asking the wazifa for the blessings in sustenance. Alhamdulillah, Amir Ahle Sunnat has given us a very beautiful wazifa in his booklet called Sparrow and a Blind Snake. Page number is 56. And this is an ayah mubarakah which can be found in Para 11 and Surah Tawbah, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم عزيز عليه ما عنتم حريص عليكم بالمؤمنين رؤوف رحيم فإن تولوا فقل حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. Recite this after every namaz. Keep on reciting this, inshallah azza wa jal, very soon you will have an amazing increase in your sustenance, inshallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Yeah, it's now time for our segment of the day, today's spiritual cure. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad.
May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Spiritual cure of the day: an easy invocation to stay safe from calamities. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the final Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam of Allah Almighty said to him, O Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an, shall I not teach you such words that you may recite during times of trouble? He humbly said, surely, please do. My life be sacrificed for you. I have learned all good things from you. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, when you are stuck in a difficult situation, recite this. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahil aliyyil azim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahil aliyyil azim. I'll repeat it again. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahil aliyyil azim. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Subhanallah. Such a beautiful spiritual cure which has been given by our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And it's so simple. I know the brother Fiaz repeated it 3 times. It's just the once. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahil aliyyil azim. That is just a wazifa. So any issue, any problem, any trouble that you're facing, or when you feel that that's it, I can't take it anymore, it's like, you know, everything's falling towards me. Even maybe some people, they say that I touch gold and it turns to dust and so forth. You can hear all these remarks. Then this is the wazifa for you. MashaAllah. Let's come back. We had some istikhara requests. The code word was Islam. Code word was Islam. I think we need to extend the time. It's going so quick. Okay, code word was Islam. So if this was your istikhara request, then I'm about to give the reply. Code word was Islam. You requested an istikhara. You were wanting us to check whether there's evil eye or some kind of stoppage, some hurdle that you might be facing in any way. The istikhara indication is of a test, waqti azmaish. So it's a test which is that you're facing at the moment. Nobody's done anything on you. There's no evil eye, there's no magic or any other stoppages, or somebody's done something. It is a test. Remember, we need to remain patient and make dua that Allah Almighty brings this testing period of yours to an end soon. We will give you a spiritual cure in regards to this. And alhamdulillah, today's spiritual cure which was mentioned, this is also ideal as well. So I hope that you did take note of that as well. And I will give you something else. At the time of Asr, if you recite Ya Wakilu, Ya Wakilu 7 times with Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before and after, do this on a daily basis, inshallah, until this testing period comes to an end, inshallah, azawajal. Ji. Spiritual cures?
Yeah, it was stammer.
Ji. Somebody's child that's 6 years old and is still not speaking.
Okay.
Firstly, inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant your child good health, open up his tongue, and bless him with the power of speech.
Ameen.
May Allah
Ameen.
Subhanahu wa ta'ala grant your son ability to speak clearly. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. This is a very beautiful wazifa. Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliyah has mentioned in his booklet, called Firaun Ka Khab, page number 25. And this spiritual cure is from Quran Pak, and reference is Spara number 16, Surah Taha, verse number 25th, 26th, 27th, and 28th. The blessed ayat, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Qala Rabbi Shrah li Sadri, Wa Yassir li Amri, Wa Hlul Uqdatam min Lisani, Yafqahu Qawli. Read these four ayat mubarakah. Anyone who can recite the Holy Quran with correct pronunciation, recite them and then blow on the child, inshallah azza wa jal, the stammer problem, the stuttering issue, or is any speech delay, the issue will be removed inshallahul kareem. And continue this amal until goal is achieved.
In regards to the actual verses which alhamdulillah Sajid bhai has mentioned, he mentioned in regards to reading, what also can be done, because they mentioned that the child is 6 years old, what they can do is also recite these verses and perform them upon water and give that water to drink to the child as well, inshallah, inshallah. This will prove to be beneficial as well, inshallah. Ji, traveling on that?
Yeah, the traveling one.
Ji.
Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatuhu Al-Aliya has given us this beautiful litany, wazifa, which he has mentioned in his booklet called Scorpion on a Frog, and the page number is 22. Whoever boards a boat or a ship and recites La ilaha illallahu, la ilaha illallahu, la ilaha illallahu 21 times, then inshallah azza wa jal, he will complete the entire journey in peace and tranquility, and the boat will not sink, inshallah azza wa jal.
Can we take another two calls, please? Technical staff, if they're okay.
Sajid Patel from Preston. Any wazifa for protection of Iman? May Allah azza wa jal bless you all, sweet Medina, this year, inshallah azza wa jal.
And the second call, please.
My name is Rehan Patel. I'm calling from Preston. And I was wondering if you had a cure for jaundice. Jazakallahu khairan.
Jaundice. Cure for jaundice?
Cure for jaundice.
Salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Inshallah, Azza wa Jalla will give you something. May Allah Almighty grant you cure from this issue. Jaundice. Ji, if I can give the istikhara request reply, the one I've already got. Before I mention, so I don't get them mixed up. Okay, so I had an istikhara request from the brother. He mentioned a code word. The code word was house. So I'm sure that he'll have understood that this is his reply for the istikhara, because the actual istikhara was in regards to his house as well. So the request was that if you can perform istikhara, whether the current house that we're living in, whether we should remain in this current house and renovate it, or should we look or buy a bigger house. Both istikharas were performed. The indication of remaining in the current house is of better. Allah Almighty knows what's best, and remember that definite knowledge isn't attained through istikhara. But the indication of remaining in the current house is of better. If you want to remain in the current one and then do the renovation, that's the indication that we're getting in the istikhara. And a spiritual cure, if you do move forward towards renovating your house, then do recite this spiritual cure. Ya Rafi'u, Ya Rafi'u, Ya Rafi'u, Ya Rafi'u. It just, my mind just went blank. But yes, 20 times Ya Rafi'u before you start the renovation work, and inshallah azza wa jal, without any issues and problems, inshallah, it will reach to completion, inshallah, azza wa jal, without any issues and worries, inshallah. Gee, a couple of more questions. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum
assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Qari Saab, my son doesn't have interest in his job anymore. He doesn't feel like going to work, or he doesn't feel good going to work. He wants to work, but he himself doesn't know what is happening. Any wazifa for this, please? So, kaam mein dil nahi lag raha na. So, maybe his heart is not inclined toward his work. So, let's give you, there is a spiritual cure that's coming to mind in regards to this. So, work, heart is not inclined towards work. So, can we have a spiritual cure in regards to this? May Allah Almighty make it easy for him. One thing that he should, I think, be grateful about, that alhamdulillah, he has got a job, because there's many people out there that have already either lost their jobs or are close to losing their jobs. Situations are quite tight, and every day we're hearing news about certain firms closing down and so many jobs lost here and so many jobs lost there. And I think it's a moment of thankfulness and doing shukr to Allah Almighty that Alhamdulillah I've still got a job. But maybe there could be some issue and that's why it's feeling like this. But it is a shukr ka muqam. It is a moment of thankfulness that Allah Almighty is, you still got a job. Alhamdulillah. But anyway, we'll get a spiritual cure in regards to this heart not inclined towards work. And another question. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brothers, do you have any vazifa for paralysis, please? Vazifa for paralysis, inshallah, the brothers will have something for you. I think of one that's coming in my mind now. I sent one to somebody just a couple of days ago.
The caller was Sachid Bhai from Preston, the one who asked the wazifa to protect the Iman, which is really, really very good, a very good question. Everyone should worry about this, and we should all worry about this. Thanks to Amir al-Sunnat, the one who has mentioned a beautiful wazifa in Shajra Aliya Qadriya Rizviya, and the page number is 15. The wazifa number is 5. It goes, Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min an nushrika bik shay'an na'lamuhu wa nastaghfiruka lima la na'lamuhu. So recite this 3 times in the morning, 3 times in the evening. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, with the help of this, our Iman will be protected. And the next wazifa, which is wazifa number 6, you should always read this after Fajr namaz and Asr namaz, which is in the morning and in the evening. Bismillahi ala deeni, bismillahi ala nafsi, wa buldi, wa ahli, wa mali. Bismillahi ala deeni, bismillahi ala nafsi, wa buldi, wa ahli, wa mali. May Allah Azza wa Jal protect the Iman of all of us. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen. For jaundice here, the caller was Rehan Patel, I guess. Okay. Ailing Worshipper is the booklet. Page number is 29. Surah Bayyinah. Write it down and one can make an amulet of it. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, the jaundice will go away. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will get rid of the jaundice after writing without zabar, zair and all that. Just write it down and make an amulet. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, it's really going to help you out. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. And about the disinterest in work, again, thanks to Amir al-Sunnat, the one who has given this beautiful wazifa, cure for disinterest in business, job, etc. If you're not interested anymore in your job or work, then write down Ya Allahu, Ya Allahu, Ya Allahu 101 times on a piece of paper, make an amulet from it and wear it around your arm. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, you'll become interested in your permissible work and halal job and your heart will be at ease. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Wish you all the best.
Subhanallah. I just want to include an istikhara request. If I want to include a couple, whilst the spiritual cures are being mentioned, then I can get these done as well. We don't miss because the time is flying by. Okay, so I've got an istikhara request here. The code word is diamond. Code word is diamond. Subhanallah. It's a bit shiny, dazzling my eyes. And they're mentioning, Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I would like to do istikhara for name, mother's name is included. And they're mentioning that she is constantly crying and says she has a headache. So it's probably for the daughter, it seems. Inshallah, we'll perform the istikhara and let you know what the indication in the istikhara is. The code word is diamond. I will mention the code word, so do watch out for that, and that will be an indication that this is the istikhara reply for your request. Do try and keep a notebook and pen handy. I know I keep mentioning this. Sometimes the spiritual cure may be only a word or two, but sometimes it can be lengthy, and then who knows if you're going to remember it. So it's ideal that you do take note or write it down if you can. Another istikhara request I'm just about to include. The code word is heart. Heart. code word is heart, and they are requesting Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My name is, and my mom's name is, I'm 46 years old, and a couple of years ago I was suffering from some issue and istikhara was done and it showed evil eye. I'm suffering from the same problem or same issue again and I have really bad anxiety. Please, can you do istikhara for me? Inshallah, we will perform the istikhara for you. Let's mention some more questions as well that I've got here in front of me. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Maulana Sahib, my wife is 60 years old. She is healthy and active, but she has started forgetting things. Is there any vazifa for this, please? I think this is a maqam. This is a moment of thankfulness as well. MashaAllah, you mentioned that she's 60 years old and she's healthy and active. Mainly, generally you hear that, you know, people at that sort of age, you know, they're complaining about, I've got about 10 illnesses, you know, this, that, I've also got, they were like a collection of illnesses and they're complaining about the illnesses. And mashallah, you're mentioning that, you know, your wife is 60 years old and alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, that she's healthy. And she's not only healthy, but she's also active as well. So if you can just make a note of this, brothers, forgetfulness. Gee, and one more question I'll include. Hopefully this should take us to the end of the program, hopefully, because we haven't got long. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Islamic brothers, my daughter has an earache. The doctors say that there's no problem, but she still has an earache. I would appreciate it if you could share a spiritual cure for this. May Allah Almighty grant your daughter relief from the pain that she's suffering. May Allah Almighty elevate her ranks as well. May Allah Almighty bring this pain and this difficulty that she's facing to an end soon. Inshallah, we'll give you something for earache. Salam, brothers. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We wish to have our own house. Can you please give us a vazifa? So somebody wants to have his own house. Maybe they're renting and they want to own their own house. So if we can have a vazifa for this. So somebody is probably renting and they want him to purchase their own or own their own house. And at the moment they don't. So if you can have a vazifa for this. And I'll move on. If you start with the spiritual cures, and I'll move on to the istikhara request.
Paralysis, ailing worshipper is the booklet. The page number is 28. Write down, La ilaha illallahu, La ilaha illallahu, La ilaha illallahu. Not on a piece of paper, on a plate. Just on a plate, and then put some water, mix it well, and then drink it. Inshallah, Zawajal, very soon you will get rid of this, inshallah, azza wa jal. And the forgetfulness. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The wazifa is, Ya hayyu ya qayyumu, Ya hayyu ya qayyumu, Ya hayyu ya qayyumu. Write this down just once on a piece of paper and then make an amulet of it. And the one who forgets can wear it around the neck. Inshallah, Zawajal, with the help of this wazifa, they will get rid of this habit of forgetting things, inshallah, Zawajal. You should be happy, as Haji Sahib said before, the mother of your children is still active, mashallah, Zawajal. They haven't got no other issues. So, alhamdulillah, Zawajal, with the help of this wazifa, the problem of forgetfulness will be removed, inshallah, azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala, alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Ji, Sajid bhai.
Amir al-Sunnah Dawat Barakatum Hulaliyah has given us this beautiful wazifa in Madani Panj Surah, page number 246, Madani Treasures of Blessings. The wazifa is, Ya Sami'u, Ya Sami'u, Ya Sami'u. Whoever invokes this Ya Sami'u 100 times every day without talking during the invocation and then make dua, he will be granted whatever he asks for, insha'Allahul Kareem. So every day read 100 times Ya Sami'u, Ya Sami'u, Ya Sami'u before and after one time Durood-e Pak. Wazifa for anxiety. For protection from anxiety, recite Allahu Samad, Allahu Samad, Allahu Samad 100 times after every salah. One will be protected from sadness, difficulties, worries and anxiety, insha'Allah al-Kareem. This will only benefit you if Allah wills. You must keep this in mind. And before and after this wazifa, read one time Durud-e Pak.
I'll just mention the reply of this istikhara as well, because it was linked with the anxiety. So this sister who sent in this request for the istikhara, she mentioned that she's facing very bad anxiety. So the anxiety wazifa which I requested, the brothers, alhamdulillah, they've just mentioned. And the istikhara has been performed as well. Your code word that you gave was heart. Code word was heart. And you mentioned that you had, you're suffering from some issues previously, and you had istikhara done and it was evil eye. And now later on in life, now that you seem to be suffering with the same issue again, the indication of the istikhara that's been performed is of evil eye again. So I don't know if you went to any ruhani ilaj, any spiritual cure stall and gained ta'weez for yourself. If you didn't do, that's something I'll definitely recommend, that you visit either one of the sisters' stalls. Remember, across the UK, covering a lot of the major cities, there's approximately 10 or 11 sisters' stalls as well. So you can go to the sisters' stalls, and if that's not possible, if a sister's stall is not in your locality, then alhamdulillah, the spiritual cure stalls of the brothers are covering more or less all the major cities across the UK. Approximately 38 plus stalls across the UK. You haven't mentioned here which city you're from. If not, I would have indicated the nearest one to yourself. But if you do ask, the local sisters of your locality, or maybe some family member can ask some of the local Islamic brothers of Dawati Islami, I'm sure they will be able to pinpoint your nearest spiritual cure stall. Do gain a ta'weez, an amulet, for the protection of evil eye. But I will mention a spiritual cure here for you in regards to the evil eye. While standing in front of a mirror, recite this particular spiritual cure 11 times with Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam before and after. And it's very simple spiritual cure. So you'll recite it 11 times whilst standing in front of the mirror. And what will you read? Bismillahi ma sha Allahu la quwwata illa billah. Bismillahi ma sha Allahu la quwwata illa billah. Bismillahi ma sha Allahu la quwwata illa billah. So this you'll recite 11 times while standing in front of a mirror. Insha'Allah, if Allah wills, the evil eye will be removed. The last istikhara request, which was code word, was diamond. Code word was diamond. If this was your istikhara request, and this is the reply, I think it was for your daughter that she's crying and she's got headache. In regards to this, the indication in the istikhara was of azmaish, as a test. May Allah Almighty bring this test to an end soon. I'm just looking so I can give you a spiritual cure in regards to this. Surah Nas, the last surah of the 30th chapter, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ, it mentions to recite this 7 times with Salat ala Nabi before and after, just the once, and blow upon the head. Inshallah, the headache will be removed. If once you've performed this, ask the patient, and in this case your daughter, that is the pain still there? If the pain is still there, then repeat again Surah Nas 7 times with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim each time. And inshallah, once you've completed the dam, the blowing, the second time, ask again. And if the head pain is still not removed, then repeat the process, i.e. the Surah Nas recitation 7 times again. And before you finish the third time, inshallah, if Allah wills, the headache will be removed. That does bring us to the end of the program. We have run out of time. In fact, we've pinched a couple of minutes. Very quickly, dua. And before we close the program, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala khatamin nabiyyin. O Allah Almighty, grant us blessings in this world and in the hereafter. Grant us death with iman. Safeguard us from sins. Grant us the ability to do good deeds. All the callers and the people who have sent in their messages for spiritual cures and istikharas, you know what their needs, what their worries are. O Allah Almighty, fulfill their lawful needs. Remove their worries. Remove their illnesses. O Allah Almighty, grant good health to our children. Ameen bijahi Nabil Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Whatever we've asked for, grant us that. And if it's for our good, and if it's not then grant us better alternative. Ameen bijahi nabil ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. When it's our last moments, grant us the ability to recite the qalima, La ilaha illallahu Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sadly, that does bring us to the end of the program. Don't forget to join us. Same time, same place. Next week, only where? On Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad
sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever